Shelley Jusic here from Jackson Magazine today to tout their August issue.
That's correct. Oh, my gosh. You had to look.
I did. I don't know what day it is or what month.
I totally understand. Well, good morning. This morning, I have a new cohort with me today. We have a new sales associate at Jackson Magazine, Ryan Muller.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome, Ryan. Yeah. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, actually, grew up in the Philadelphia area originally, so moved out here to Michigan about six and a half years ago now, and just called Jackson home ever since. So it's been a great place, and looking forward to just continuing being out in the community and meeting all the great people in our town.
Flyers look good the other night.
Yeah,
Are you a Flyer fan?
I am.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
big hockey fan. Grew up being a huge Flyers fan. Loved Eric Lindros and that Legion of Doom line back in the mid '90s there. But yeah, they look really good right now. We'll see what they do
I'm
tonight.
I'm kind of a Blues fan, so they have a long history of dislike.
That they
oh,
do.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm glad you guys are this far apart. Yeah. So Ryan is
well. Welcome to town.
Great to be here. It's been a great run. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. He's going to also be taking over for Miss Marie while she's on maternity leave for a little while. So those people that are working with Marie will work with Ryan for just a little while till she gets back. And then we're going to have him doing lots of other things at Jackson Magazine and RJM. So we're real excited to have him on board. So
Welcome.
Yeah. So let's talk about
Always good to have somebody here from Philly.
Oh, okay. What about me from little old Jackson?
No, you're the pride of Ackerson Lake.
Oh, yeah, now.
Yeah.
Well,
so tell us about August.
August is our small business issue, and we were so excited to feature the Wilkies from RJ's Heavenly Delights. And they are just an amazing couple, and of course, they're the sweetest people I've ever met, because of course, they are very sweet, but they also do a lot of amazing sweet treats. So we were so excited to feature them and what they do over there at their little restaurant. So they have an interesting story about how they got started and how they named the business. I don't want to give all that away, of course, because I want people to read this. It's just a wonderful story, and it's heartwarming, and they just do some amazing things in our community, as well as making those wonderful sweet treats.
Mm-hmm.
So I took some of the Rice Krispie treats home to my grandkids.
Don't even
day.
Say
they,
that
they
right now.
They ate them so fast. They were so good.
Don't even say that.
Who knew?
Wow.
Anyway, so we're really excited about that. And the other two businesses that we are highlighting this year was... They're all three from different realms of small business, and we know they've had a lot of turmoil with small businesses recently, but we've showing some really good stories here. So UGQ, Underground Quilts, that's just right over here behind Polly's and in the Summit Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And they make hammock quilts and sleeping bags that they call quilts.
Wow.
And what a unique story. They started out in the one-bedroom subterranean apartment, you know, below ground. That's where Underground Quilts came from. And they've grown. In fact, they are actually growing out of the site that they have now, and so they're looking to expand into their business because it's just booming, you know. I guess maybe more people are wanting to experience the outdoors. So very interesting story about them. And our third story is on Harmony Garden Music Therapy. She is also was a one-person shop and was very small. And as she's grown, she's over on Franklin and West Ave now. And Jamie's just doing an amazing job. And she's had to do a lot of changing as well with all the COVID and doing some more teletherapy, you know, telehealth online therapy with the kids. So it's really unique to see that and
so
tell that story.
So what's music therapy?
Music therapy, well, I know a little bit about it, having worked at the Intermediate School District before, but I know a lot of it helps calm students. It helps get them to do some coordination with music too, and drumming and patterns and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a whole lot more to it, and she does tell a little bit about it in the story. But you know, music therapy can be used with newborns all the way through elderly people. I have a grandmother that used to do some of like the music therapy with her. People would just come to her home and she would work with them. So it's not just learning music and playing piano yourself like you might take a class for.
I did some last night.
Therapy stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
With ZZ Top.
Well, okay. Yeah. And you know, you're not far off of that. I think it does happen. People use music and they listen to it to calm them or get excited or, you know, want to dance.
Sure.
All that kind of stuff. So it's really good information. So, and then this month, our forward is from the Small Business Association of Michigan. They gave us some stats about small businesses, not only in Michigan, but a few from Jackson. And that's our page 5 forward that we do every month. And we're real excited to be able to show some of that with our small businesses. So
some really a couple of unique articles.
Yeah, yeah. We're always looking for places that we haven't written about, places people don't really know about, and that's what we're hoping to bring to people. You know, I always say the good news of all of that too. So, pick it up if you want Jackson Magazine delivered to your door. You can either call us 783-2637, or you can email. Go to our website jacksonmagazine.com and you can subscribe. It's $36 for 2 years. Or if you'd only like 1 year, it's $24. So it's a bargain. You can get it to your door. I know we're not going out very much anymore and going to the doctor's offices to read those magazines. So if you want to get it, you can do that. Or you can go online. You can see the full edition online always.
Aren't we back at the doctor yet?
Yeah, well, you know, places where you sit and wait and look at magazines, you just can't do that anymore. You got to wait in your car. You have to call to come in. You know, everything's changing. So we want you to read the good news, though.
So anything coming up?
Well, Ryan, why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, so next month we will be featuring our Healthcare Angels in our annual edition. So certainly this year will take on some extra special meaning with everything our frontline heroes have done for us to help get us to this point and beyond and return us back to normal. So, you know, for our Healthcare Angels edition, we do want to take a moment to say thank you to our partners in that edition, including the great folks over at Lloyd Gayton Retirement Centers, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and Right at Home. So nothing that we do wouldn't be possible without them in our upcoming edition. And then also be a great time to just remind everyone that we are asking for nominations for our 30 Under 30 edition that will run in December. But our nominations for that edition are due on the 28th of this month. And if you have someone that is doing not only great work in our community, but doing so professionally, please nominate them at jacksonmagazine.com.
So a couple great additions.
Yes, yes. We're really looking forward to all of those coming up, too. And, you know, just again, go to our website, jacksonmagazine.com. You can nominate those 30 and unders. You can read the edition. And I just want to remind people that our top teacher is always open for nominations as well. I know right now we're not sure what the students are going to be doing, but just think about that coming up. We've got our nominations open for that as well.
More challenging than ever for the teachers.
Well, no kidding.
I think you used to be a teacher.
I did used to be a teacher. I used to be a principal.
Yeah.
And
can you imagine?
I can't even imagine making the decisions that those schools have to make right now. I just actually talked to Jeff Bontrager the other day, and I just told him thank you for all that he does, because they've just got a really hard task. And my niece is a teacher, and she's just, you know, having a really hard time. My daughter's even having a hard time deciding what to do for her own children, because it's just, there's just so many things that can happen. And so think about those people, that those teachers that are going through this and the changes they've got to make, and the ones that are really going the extra mile of doing things online or showing up and delivering materials to homes and really supporting parents in that as well. Parents are struggling on all of this. So we want to make sure that we recognize them again for the next year. So our nominations for that are up right now as well. But the 30 and under, that's coming up real soon. We want to get some good nominations in for those, and we're already getting good ones. I shouldn't say it like that, but we want more, and we know there's wonderful young people out there moving and shaking our Jackson, so we want you to go online.
Everything online if you need more information.
Absolutely, absolutely. Or you can always call us at the office, Again, that's 783-2637.
Ryan, good to meet you. Good luck.
Thank you. Great to be here. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks.